one of the United Reformed Church on Orford Road with Fiona Lundy-Smith, who runs Bongalong, which is a music group for under fives. Do you want to tell us just a little bit more about it?
Yeah, it's a fun music session incorporating singing, traditional as well as original material. We do some dancing and we always have an instrument section, which I particularly love because it's real instruments as opposed to baby toys. And in fact, I brought my children 10 years ago to what was then called Music Makers, and I loved all the instruments.
And is that what got you involved in what became Bongalong?
I remember thinking I'd love to do this work. I'm a primary school teacher by 20 years experience, and I got to a point where I thought, actually, let's try something different. And I contacted who was then running Bongalong, and she offered me the business.
Oh, brilliant. And so what kind of instruments do you use?
They're all proper, good quality instruments. There'll be a range of, some weeks it might be shakers, drums and tambourines. Other weeks it might be a big bass drum, gongs from Vietnam. There'll be metal agogos, wooden agogos, you know, all just an amazing variety of instruments.
And do the children have favourites?
Absolutely. The children often really love the drums, but because they're such a big sound, you have to limit the number of drums that are ever available, because otherwise it would drown everything out. But we use them within a theme quite often, so I might have a theme. During the summer holidays, I ran one a seaside theme, so we had the band on the prom, on the pier sort of thing, so we had a big bass drum for that, and we had rattles and all kinds of other kazoos.
Just someone to make seagull noises.
That was just me.
And ice cream.
It's good fun, but there are strands of, you know, educational value, of course, but of course personal development as well. Parents often and their children having fun together, so bonding relationships. I run an under ones class.
What kind of things do you do with them?
Well, it's much more talking to the parents about how they can use music at home, and maybe reminding people of rhymes that they once knew and have long forgotten, or old songs, using different instruments in different ways. And the babies, of course, respond.
So even under ones are very responsive to music.
And encouraging people to dance and move and sing to their children, even if you don't think you sing very well. Your baby will like your voice and respond to it. So
you're kind of giving permission to the parents to rediscover music with their children in a way.
Yeah, you are. And sometimes people say, oh, I'd completely forgotten about such and such. And it's a really lovely session, the under ones. It's very relaxed. The under five sessions, I talk to the children because they're not going to tolerate mums and adults chatting. And I get dads, of course, and grandparents and childminders.
So it's a multi-generational
thing
as well.
And that's really good, and it's really good fun.
Do you have a favourite traditional song or dance that you like to do? Anything that springs to mind?
Well, no, one of the songs that we often play along to, we play the instruments to songs, is an old song called Mersey Doats, which...
And Dozy Doats and Lambsy Little
Ivy. That's right.
Okay.
And my great aunt used to sing that.
Yeah.
And
is that from Liverpool originally in some way? Is it a Scouse thing?
I think it might well be, but yeah. Don't quote me on it.
I'm not going to quote myself on it either.
So yeah, so it's really good fun, and also there are opportunities for children to do small performances. So some children have to build up confidence to maybe just come up to the front and hold a sign up. We always do a weather song, and they might come and hold the sign for sunshine, and that might take several weeks of building up that confidence. Other children are up straight away, volunteering for everything, and have a different level of confidence, so it's great fun.
Brilliant. And so where does all this happen if people want to find out more or to get involved?
It is term time. I run sessions at St Gabriel's Church off Havant Road, Church and Family Centre.
And that's off Wood Street, is that right?
Off Wood Street. Near the library, that end of Wood Street. And I run one session at St Mary's CFE School in the Arc. And I have a website, www.bongalong.co.uk. I'm fiona.bongalong@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for talking to me.
That's all right, lovely.